Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome to What's Sizzlin', a Kevin Bacon podcast, a weekly podcast where I go in-depth on all things Kevin Bacon related, whether it be movies, TV shows, or Kevin Bacon news. This week, I did something a little different than the last three. I watched a TV show instead of a movie, and it's The Following, Season 1, and this show premiered in 2013 on Fox. It stars Kevin Bacon as Ryan Hardy, who is a retired FBI agent whose life mission was to catch this English professor named Joe Carroll. Joe Carroll was a serial killer, and with the help of his cult, he escapes the prison and hides out with them. And basically, their mission is to keep the FBI away from Joe Carroll. He also has the plan to kill his ex-wife, and this is where Ryan Hardy comes in. Because not only did Ryan Hardy chase Joe Carroll, like, his whole life, he also had a relationship with Joe Carroll's ex-wife that he's now planning to kill, and this forces Agent Hardy out of retirement to find Joe and keep Joe's ex-wife Natalie safe. So the acting in this show, I think, is phenomenal. I think Kevin Bacon did a great job, and this is only, again, the only first season, so I can't speak for season two or season three, but as far as season one goes, the acting is really superb. Kevin Bacon shines in this thriller, like, drama. He's a sympathetic character that you want to root for. He's a alcoholic with a pacemaker, so yes, you be extra careful coming out of retirement to find Joe, and it kind of makes his challenge a bit harder than how it used to be. His lifelong chase with Joe Carroll sort of turned him into this alcoholic, and he just has the pacemaker. I can't remember why, but he basically has one now than he didn't before. So it makes, again, this new chase against Joe Carroll extra hard for him. Another standout character for me is Sean Ashmore, probably best known as Iceman from the X-Men series. He was probably one of my favorite characters on this show. He is another FBI agent that works with Kevin Bacon's character Ryan to find Joe and his supporters as well. As far as the story goes, I think it's a really good, like, hunting a character down story, like a really good FBI chase story. Except Joe always seems to get away, so you can't ever really catch him, no matter the circumstances, and that's, again, due to the help of his cult following. But this story is actually more than just the FBI chase story, which is what makes it so good for me. Within Joe's own cult, there are rising tensions that you have to be, or that he has to be wary of, because you don't know what's going to happen, like, with them, or even just with the FBI chase itself. So it makes for a really good, really complex story. Also, the relationship between Joe and Ryan, similar to the story, is also really complex. It's kind of similar to that of, like, Batman and the Joker and their character arc. Joe really feeds off of getting inside Ryan's head and, like, messes with him. And honestly, the reason he got arrested the first time was just to get more inside Ryan's head. And you figure that out later down in the season. So that's also really, like, interesting, and it makes for a really interesting and complex story. One of the biggest reasons I love this show, at least the first season, is because of the fact it's so unpredictable. Time and time again in thrillers, especially thriller TV shows, it's easy to know what happens next. But in this show, you really never know what's coming. So, like, when you think it's going to go one way, all of a sudden, it'll take a different twist, and you're going to be following a different kind of storyline or something like that. Like, it's just absolutely nuts how you really don't know what's happening next, and I think that's really fun and really well done. I do have a few issues with the show. It does seem to drag on a bit, but that's really the issue with any TV drama from these kind of networks like Fox, ABC, NBC, CBS. Definitely could have been a shorter season. Also, after the season ends, and spoiler alert, Joe dies, quote-unquote, you're sure next season's going to be pretty similar to the first. No, the show did get canceled because no one really cared to see the same story over and over again. I think it finished at three seasons, but like I said, this is only season one, and it's great in my opinion. Not perfect, but compared to, like, other TV shows from this network or other networks like it, definitely a very good show, and could have been a very, like, really, really good one and done season. But of course, it's television, and they're never going to have a one and done series or one and done season. But yeah, so that's what I had a few issues with. As far as what else I disliked, it also felt a little disorganized. For whatever reason, like, the story kind of just got really out of hand and was going, like, three different directions. But you get past that as the story goes on, and it really reconnects and I think becomes a great story at the end. And like I mentioned, it could have been a shorter season. As far as what I did like, I mentioned previously the acting, the fact it was unpredictable, the relationship between Joe and Ryan, and also you have this complex and sympathetic cast of characters, like the entire cast, even Joe Carroll's supporters, you sort of not root for, but have a, like, you care for them and you want to see what happens next in their story as well. So it makes just for a really fun time, because not only are you, like, curious about what's happening with the good guys, but you're also curious with what's happening with Joe Carroll and his supporters, because they are just, they're not, like, very dull characters. There's more to them than you first think. So yeah, that was season one of The Following. I try to keep my review a little spoiler-free, obviously the one big spoiler, but besides that, I think I did a pretty good job at that. This movie, or this TV show on Rotten Tomatoes, season one anyways, has a 64% critic score and a 70% user score. If I had to give it a rating, I'd probably give it about a 7 out of 10. I really enjoyed it, and I think Kevin Bacon did a great job as the lead. However, it's not a perfect TV show, but it maybe if it was on a different network with different show writers and people who didn't want to make it go as many seasons as you can, because you got to suck the money out of people's wallets, then it might have been better. So thanks, everyone. That was episode 4.